Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1171, where we bring you the finest trivia from around the internet. Let's kick off the first round. The category, he's the coach. Here's the first question. Who was the coach of the UCLA men's basketball from 1949 to 1975? The answer is John Wooden, who led the UCLA Bruins to 10 NCAA championships during his tenure. Here's the second question. Who coached the Indiana Pacers from 1997-2000? The answer is Larry Bird. Apart from coaching, Bird is also well known for his playing career with the Boston Celtics. Here's the third question. Who was the coach of the Green Bay Packers from 1959 to 1967? The answer is Vince Lombardi. His successful strategies and leadership style led to the Super Bowl trophy being named after him. The fourth question in this round. Who was the coach of University of Nebraska football from 1973 to 1997? The answer is Tom Osborne, whose coaching brought the Nebraska Cornhuskers to 13 conference championships and 3 national championships. Here's the fifth question. Who coached the Chicago Bears from 1920 to 1967, with a few breaks in between? The answer is George Halas. An interesting fact, Halas was also one of the co-founders of the NFL. Let's move on to round two. How will you do in this category, weather gear? Here's the first question. What tinted accessories should you wear to avoid the sun's glare at the beach? The answer is sunglasses. Here's the second question. In winter, what items are often connected by a string that runs through the sleeves of a child's coat? The answer is mittens. Here's the third question. What is the protective device the French call un parapluie and the British call a brawley? The answer is an umbrella. Here's the fourth question. What do you call a small cylinder of fur or cloth into which the hands are inserted for warmth? The answer is a muff. Here's the fifth question. What is the name of a raincoat, often yellow, known for its glossy appearance? The answer is a slicker. Now we move to round three. The category, we're in American land. Here's the first question. Annexed in 1867, this 2-square-mile island was the site of a key 1942 battle in the Pacific during World War II. What's its name? The answer is Midway. Here's the second question. Which Caribbean island became a commonwealth in 1952 and covers more than 3,400 square miles? The answer is Puerto Rico. Here's the third question. Located 2,300 miles SW of Hawaii, this territory that has American in its name is administered by the Interior Department. What's its name? The answer is American Samoa. Here's the fourth question. What location became a territory on August 1, 1950, and was the focus of a possible nuclear confrontation in 2017? The answer is Guam. Here's the fifth question. What term that precedes Guinea is also found before islands that include U.S. possessions like Kingman Reef? The answer is Equatorial. Let's move to round four. The category, letter words. Here's the first question. What do you call something you add after you've finished a letter, usually abbreviated as PS? The answer is a postscript. Here's the second question. Letter writers often sign off pairing this 9-letter adverb with yours. What is it? The answer is sincerely. Here's the third question. What word for the greeting that begins a letter comes from Latin for health? The answer is salutation. Here's the fourth question. With certified mail and this 10-letter type, the Postal Service provides proof of mailing. What is it? The answer is registered. Here's the fifth question. What's the term for the address and date at a letter's beginning, which also refers to a ship's direction? The answer is a heading. Now let's proceed to the last round, the category Wild Things with wild in quotation marks. Here's the first question. Before marriage, many a man is said to sow these. What are they? The answer is wild oats. Here's the second question. What is the popularly served grain with poultry, whose scientific name is Zizania aquatica? The answer is wild rice. The answer again was wild rice. Here's the third question. The domesticated pig is believed to be descended from which animal? The answer is the wild boar. Here's the fourth question. What was President Truman's 1948 campaign song? The answer is, I'm just wild about Harry. Here's the fifth question. Which 1969 Western is considered Sam Peckinpah's best work? The answer is The Wild Bunch. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.